Tomorrow we'll do the No Sweat News quiz at about 7:15. It'll be your chance to win tickets for the SummerSlam, the local SummerSlam with STP and Rival Sons Pony Summer Stage, September 15th.
Oh, that's awesome.
Here are the three final stories that could turn up on today's No Sweat News, because it is time for the Thursday morning edition of the No Sweat News.
Okay.
Dateline Nevada for a No Sweat News follow-up. Here is an update on the Storm Area 51 event that went absolutely nutty a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. All those people going to raid Area 51.
The Facebook event created Storm Area 51. They can't stop us all.
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about it. It's went dark for the last week and a half, 2 weeks.
That's right.
Here's an update. The Facebook event now has over 2 million people that are going and 1.5 million who are interested. And quite frankly, that's got to be enough to take over the place. I mean, the military is going to kill 2 million people as it... I don't know about that. That's enough.
I don't know.
That's enough. Like, maybe you take out the first 100,000, 200,000, maybe 300,000.
They could set up a perimeter, though, of, like, machine guns and tanks and fire. That's going to be a lot harder than these people realize.
True, but 2 million...
I'm a MUFON member, but I'm not going because I don't like getting shot.
You have self-preservation amongst your qualities.
You have to understand, Carl, redheads are very sensitive to bullets.
Yes.
So we feel it extra hard. So, no, I shan't be going... Despite my MUFON membership.
People with eyeglasses, too. Anyway, that's not the major point of the update. The major point of the update is something else has come along, and that is this. It has kind of turned into a music festival. It's called it's called Alien Stock.
That's actually a good idea.
Okay? So they've turned this Storm Area 51 into a music festival called Alien Stock. It's in Rachel, Nevada, about 2 hours north of Vegas. It's September 19th through 22nd.
And hell yeah.
Sit down now. Are you sitting?
Good. I know who you're going to say.
The rumored headliner is Limp Bizkit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tom DeLonge is going to get back with Blink.
That would make sense.
That would have been way cooler.
Yeah, well, certainly.
And Limp Bizkit with Bizkit's aliens.
Yeah.
So why do I have a feeling like Area 51 is going to be like a Al Capone's vault scenario?
Yeah, right?
Like there's they will in get in and it'll just be like an old car will be there.
So Limp Bizkit has not yet commented on the rumors that they are headlining the aliens.
Tom DeLonge is like an actual, like, official UFOologist these days.
I hear you. Yeah.
That was a missed opportunity.
All right. Dateline Clinton, Iowa. Smart. Smart.
I'm smart, not like everybody says.
Rachel Thornburg, Clinton, Iowa. She's smart. She had herself a problem. You see, she was caught speeding by the local police officers. Now, she kind of added to the problem when instead of slowing down when she saw the cop behind her, she took off. Because that created an issue where there was a thing called a high-speed chase going on. Now, she's smart. She's smart. She had a plan. During the high-speed chase, she called 911.
Oh.
And she reported that her car had been stolen.
Smart,
right? Smart.
Right.
Smart. Because now the police would think, it's not her behind the wheel.
Oh, wait a sec. No,
but what this did instead, what this actually did was it made the cops want to catch the car even more.
Oh.
So more cops got into the chase. And then they threw down the strips, you know, with the spikes and so forth.
Oh, no.
Didn't work out. They found Rachel was indeed behind them.
Yeah.
So in addition to the car high-speed chase and the avoiding of the police, resisting arrest, then they got the messing with the 911.
Maybe not as smart as we thought originally.
On second thought.
It's rather dumb.
Yeah. You know what today is, David? Okay.
It's August 15th.
It is. Today is National Relaxation Day.
Oh.
And we will end on two wonderful tips on how you can better relax on today, National Relaxation Day.
Shot of bourbon.
Here on today's No Sweat News. Well, no, that's tip number three. That's how Daddy does it at the end of the day.
Made it through another one of these. Give me the bourbon.
All right, tip number one. Ready?
Yes.
Eat a banana.
That's true.
Potassium helps regulate blood pressure. Bananas are filled with potassium, so when you eat a banana, your blood pressure drops. It's easier to deal with stress.
Oh, wow.
I eat about 17,000 bananas a day. Here's tip number two. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mow your lawn.
Mow your lawn.
fresh cut grass has a specific chemical in it that makes us feel happy and relaxed. That's why everybody loves the smell of cut grass.
I do love that smell.
Right?
And I love the feel and smell right? of grass.
See?
All right.
You smell it, you get relaxed, you're good to go.
I don't know. I had to mow my parents' lawn for years and years and years. First in Spring Lake and then in Wall. And the only thing I got was $5 from my dad, which I still feel is a little bit on the cheap side.
Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe you got the wrong lawn. Well, you want to try with mine? It's due today.
Well, I mean, I just said it would be relaxing, but I just feel like you're trying to get free labor.
It'll be relaxing for one of us.
Yeah, this doesn't...
I'll be sitting back with a lemonade.
You'll be relaxed when you're drinking beer watching me saying, hey, you missed a spot. I don't think it'll be relaxing for me at all.
Well, the smell of the cut grass. Hey, you lawn care professionals, you must be the most relaxed people on the goddamn planet.
They probably are.
That's today's No Sweat News. Tomorrow we do the quiz, STP Rival Suns tickets, Stone Pony Summer Stage, the 15th. Here's how the quiz works. I'll read you four stories. Three were actually on the air this week. One I'm going to make up today a little after 4:20. And if you can spot the phony story, you got a great shot at winning tickets for the show. And don't forget, if you missed any of the episodes, they're on our website. The on-demand podcast section has them.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.